This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm going to try my hardest to focus on the positive, but it was really, there's no other way to put it, a horrible Tuesday for our first place San Diego Padres.
Oh, bad day.
It's amazing and horrifying how quickly the baseball tides can turn, Tammy.
Sure.
Yesterday, we were just loving life.
Mm.
Best record in baseball.
Yes.
What a difference a few hours make.
Mm.
It starts with a guy who is off to the one of the hottest starts in baseball, our own Jackson Merrill being put on the 10-day injured list.
Yeah.
He's out for 10 days.
Yeah.
It continues with a great first half of the first inning of the Padres-A's game where we took a 3-0 lead.
Okay.
And I'm like, this is going to be a laugher.
Yeah.
And it was for the A's.
Oh, boy.
Who just trounced us. But then it got worse because first we lose Jacob Cronenworth. And then we lose Fernando Tatis Jr., who are both going to be out for at least today's game. That's a horrible Tuesday. So try, Tammy, please use all your wisdom and strength and that inner light that you have to get me to not focus on anything negative today when it comes to the Padres. How about this? Get them the hell out of Sacramento.
Okay, so wasn't a good day yesterday. Today's going to be better. I don't know what else to say.
Is that
the whole thing was focusing on everything that went wrong, so I don't know where to go with
it. Thanks for talking me down, Sarge.
Today's a new day.
Wow. The good news is it really can't get much worse than it did yesterday.
Don't say something like that.
Okay.
That's like tempting fate. Can't get much worse. Oh, really?
Well, I mean, something that happened yesterday, that can't happen again. Like, okay, you know, you're right. I'm getting even more panicky now. Let's get out of Sacramento healthy-ish, get back home, and have a nice series this weekend against the Colorado Rockies.
Okay.
Yes?
Yes, like that.
Look forward, John, not backward. Holly is in Cardiff. Holly is a rideshare driver. Question, what's the most common thing people leave behind in your car?
So I've had some pretty normal things. Cell phone, sunglasses. I've had headphones.
Yep, those are some of the most common things that are left in rideshares. Uber releases its annual what they call the Lost and Found Index, and it looks at all the stuff that we've left behind in rideshares last year. The fun thing is the list of 50 oddball things that we left in Ubers last year.
Oddball. So we're not talking things. Cell phones or sunglasses or headphones.
No, those are normal
and
expected,
sure.
Right? Coats, you know, laptops, all of those things.
Have you ever left anything in an Uber?
I have not.
I left my phone, and thankfully the man was kind enough to pull back and turn around and get back to me.
You're very fortunate.
A moment of panic.
The oddball things, some of these are wild, like a plunger.
Well,
who takes a plunger in an Uber?
I mean, you need a ride to the hardware store. You got to take care of some business back home. You forget the plunger, I guess.
Yeah. Traffic cone, a unicycle. Shrek ears.
Wait a second. Who forgets a unicycle? Hey, I shouldn't I be riding on something right now? It's a unicycle. I understand leaving your sunglasses behind.
Mm-hmm. A chainsaw.
Oh, jeez.
A mannequin head with human hair. A Viking drinking horn. And 15 hookahs. I'm wondering if they stole them from a hookah bar. Who has 15 hookahs in their possession?
This Uber driver does.
How about Cornish hens?
Fresh? Alive? Alive or ready to eat?
It doesn't say, but they also found 10 live lobsters. Okay. A 5-gallon bucket of beans. A bucket of feta. A gallon of Sunny D. And someone else, this is the most expensive thing I think on this list, someone else left behind 108 eggs.
Right now, that's a gold mine. If anybody's a rideshare driver, I would love to hear what you've got.
Yeah.
The tales of a rideshare driver. This is kind of like HBO's old show, Taxi Cab Confessions. Remember that show?
Mm-hmm,
but now it's like rideshare confessions as far as things that people leave behind.
Stagecoach is officially sold out. The only way to go is to win tickets. And if you want to know what that sounds like, here you go.
Kelly is in Fallbrook, stoked to be going to Stagecoach.
Woo!
Were you actually riding a horse when you did that? It sounded like it.
Yes, I was.
Kelly!
Oh, my God, I can't believe my name was called. Kelly in Fallbrook, country girl, KSON to heart.
Listen to you, Kelly. You're exactly who should be going to Stagecoach.
Yes!
We're stoked for you.
Oh, my God. I've never been. I've wanted to go every time, but it's just, you know, not my wheelhouse money-wise, but now this is awesome.
You are going to Stagecoach. You are a Stagecoach virgin, and you will no longer be in a couple of weeks.
That's excellent. This is just so, I can't describe the feeling when your name is called and something so big. I mean, it's not like it's a little gift card or something. This is a huge deal, guys. I'm so excited.
Oh,
we're very excited for you.
Yes, we are.
I hope we run into you at Stagecoach. Will you be on the horse at Stagecoach?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
And especially if they have one of those electronic bulls or whatever. Yeah, I'll be there, too.
All right. You'll be riding that bull. All right, Kelly. Woo!
Kelly's going to Stagecoach.
I love it when someone who's never been to Stagecoach is a winner, because it's even more exciting. You know what I mean?
Now, Stagecoach is sold out. So, I mean, yeah, you can go to those ridiculous ticket brokers and spend $18,000 a ticket, or better yet, win them with us, either on our John and Tammy Road to Stagecoach.
Mm-hmm, which you can sign up for at KSON.com, and in 1 hour, we're going to read our next name. Could be yours.
And I've got more than one pair of Stagecoach wristbands. I've got multiple pairs of Stagecoach wristbands. And I will be appearing at the Boot Barn in Oceanside Saturday from 11 to 1 on Vista Way. What did I say?
I'll be appearing.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'll be making an appearance. Is that better? I'll be at Boot Barn Saturday. How's that?
There you go.
You can get your wardrobe all set up for Stagecoach. Hang
out. Boot Barn in Oceanside, now appearing.
Oh, my God. Like, it matters that I'm there at all. What matters is that you can win Stagecoach passes, okay?
Yes.
11 to 1 this Saturday as we make an appearance in Oceanside. I'm super, super excited about that. Boot Barn, 11 to 1. Your Stagecoach chance. It's sold out. Remember that. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood. Knowledge.
Let's go out to Francesca in Del Mar. Hi, Francesca.
Good morning. How are you?
Wow, so bright and cheery. Yeah. I love it.
Are you usually a morning person, Francesca? You sound dynamite this morning.
You know, I start work pretty early in the morning, so this is typical.
So do I, but I sound like this. You sound like you. Francesca, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of the studio, please?
Tammy, can I kindly ask you to leave the studio?
Of course you can.
You know, you think after all this time, I'd be so used to getting up early in the morning, but I'm walking around with the puppy at like 3:40 this morning thinking, what am I doing? It's the middle of the night. And I hope no one sees me. Francesca, 5 pop culture questions. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you also that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Awesome.
Francesco, over 59 years ago, the announcement of the end of the Fab Four was announced. The Fab Four consisted of Paul, George, John, and Ringo. What band was that?
Oh, God.
Francesca.
I have no idea.
Francesca. Okay.
I have no idea.
Happy birthday to the late Hugh Hefner. What magazine is Hugh known for creating?
The House Bunny. What is that? Okay.
Come on, you know this.
House Bunnies, is it? No. This is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
I get that a lot, Francesca. Adam Levine announced that his band will be releasing new music this summer, and there'll be a tour to accompany it. What is the name of Adam's band?
Maroon 5.
There we go. This week, 55 years ago, Apollo 13 launched into space. 2 days later, there was an explosion preventing the landing on the moon, and the crew coined the phrase, "Houston, we've got a problem." The 1995 movie starred Tom Hanks. Who is Tom's singer-slash-actress wife?
I have no idea.
And finally, the RMS Titanic departed on its maiden voyage over 100 years ago this week. The film Titanic starred Leo DiCaprio. And speaking of the word departed and Leo, he starred in the Oscar-winning movie The Departed. What former rapper was nominated for an Oscar for his role in The Departed?
It's a rough morning for me.
All right, Francesca, let's get Tam back in. So you mentioned you get to work early. What do you do?
I'm a sales rep. I work in the wine industry.
Oh, nice.
Francesca. Let's get Francesca's number. We've got things to talk about.
Yes, we do.
Tammy, Francesca did 1 out of 5 today.
Okay.
Over 59 years ago, the announcement of the end of the Fab Four was announced. The Fab Four consisted of Paul, George, John, and Ringo. What band am I talking about?
The Beatles.
The Beatles. Up-and-coming kids, Francesca, but we see big things for them. Francesca couldn't come up with it. 1-0, Tammy. Happy birthday to the late Hugh Hefner. What magazine is Hugh known for creating?
Playboy.
He created Playboy. Francesca, all she could think of was House Bunny. And yes, he was in the movie House Bunny.
So close.
But the magazine was Playboy. 2-0, Tammy. Tammy, Adam Levine announced that his band will be releasing new music this summer and there'll be an accompanying tour. What's the name of the band?
Maroon 5.
That is right. Francesca knew that. 3-1. This week, 55 years ago, Apollo 13 launched into space. 2 days later, there was an explosion preventing the landing on the moon, and the crew coined the phrase, "Houston, we've got a problem." The 1995 movie starred Tom Hanks. Who's Tom's singer-slash-actress wife?
Rita Wilson.
Rita Wilson. Francesca did not know. 4-1, Tammy. And finally, the RMS Titanic departed on its maiden voyage over 100 years ago this week. The film starred Leo DiCaprio, and speaking of the word departed in Leo, he also starred in the Oscar-winning movie, The Departed.
Mm-hmm.
What former rapper was nominated for an Oscar for his role in The Departed?
Wow, I've only seen that movie once, and for the life of me, I can't think of it.
He's been in a jillion movies, but this is by far, in my opinion, his best.
Oh, Mark Wahlberg?
Mark Wahlberg.
Ah, yes.
Marky Mark. Uh-huh. Good vibrations, baby. Yes. Yo, it's about that time to break forth the rhythm and the rhyme. All right, I'm sorry today, Francesca. Tammy beats you by a score of 4-1, so you're not going to get any of her money, but pretty psyched for the prize you are going
to
get.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Little Big Town. They're also bringing Russell Dickerson. They'll be at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater September 5th.
Yay! Thank you so much.
Awesome, Francesca. Enjoy that so much. Have a wonderful day. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Francesca in Del Mar, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
What quirky little nuance, let's put it that way, what quirky little nuance did you have to come to grips with and learn to deal when you moved in with your significant other? Our phone number is 833-287-1037. I entered a new chapter in my life earlier this year when my girlfriend Sam and I decided to move in together. Mm-hmm. Decided to stop wasting time. We're not getting any younger. Let's do this. We want to be together. Let's do it the right way. Well, when you do that, and I know you know this, Tammy, you've been with your partner for 25 years, your husband, Kurt. By the way, happy birthday today, Kurt.
Yes, we've been together 30 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. Married 25. I apologize.
Married 28.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I apologize. Even more so. Didn't mean to shortchange you.
Yeah.
So you're all about getting used to and getting over nuances.
I still am.
Well, I'm learning, and I'm really committed to this. But this weekend, it's very rare because of the job that I have that Sam is up and out of bed before I am. But over the weekend. Obviously, I was able to sleep in a little bit. And she got up, and I'm kind of in that half asleep, half awake state. You know, you're not able to have a conversation, but you're aware of things going on around you. And all of a sudden, I felt like the bed kind of moving a little bit and things tightening a little bit around me. And I'm realizing that Sam's making the bed
while you're in it?
I'm still in it. I wake up the bed and I said, "Morning, Sam. Are you making the bed while I'm still in it?" She's like, "Yeah, don't worry about it." I'm like, "Okay." I mean, I didn't.
So she wanted to make up her side of the bed,
okay,
but so that it was nice and neat. But you're still in bed.
I had at least an hour left, I thought.
Or was she subtly trying to say, "Get out of bed"?
I kind of think she was. There was some things to do. She's very particular about some things, and a lot of them I'm very appreciative of. She won't let me touch the dishwasher.
Okay.
I'm not.
Because you do it wrong?
I do it wrong. My daughters have always said that. It's been, I guess, a big crux in my life, and Sam's like, "Just move. Just don't even bother looking at it."
Hey, one less chore you have to do.
Exactly. I don't want to make it look like I'm complaining.
Yes.
Or that I'm against doing any household chores, but you know what? If you want to do a dishwasher, that's all you. But I can make the bed when I get up.
Yeah.
Keyword being when I get up.
Uh-huh. Did you get up then?
I did get up.
Yes.
It worked.
I think maybe that might have been the little key to it there.
I'm up. I'll walk Roger. Okay. Yes. Making the bed while I'm still in it. I'll get used to it. It means that much to me. 833-287-1037. What, and again, I like the way I'm putting this. it avoids trouble later. What quirky, cute little nuance.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Did you have to, like, you know, get over when it came to living or being married to your significant other?
Yeah.
I wonder if I hadn't have gotten up, if she just would have pulled the covers over my head and
just
put a pillow.
You right in there?
I'm like one of her throw pillows or her stuffed seal named Mr. Seal, of course. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. My girlfriend Sam has this quirky little nuance that she likes to make the bed while I'm still sleeping in it.
She has the habit of making the bed right away when she gets up, whether you're in it or not, John.
I'm just finding these out.
833-287-1037.
Mark is in Lakeside. Mark, what kind of a, how do I put it, quirky, fun nuance did you have to get used to when it came to living or being married to your partner?
Well, she's left-handed.
Okay, yes. Complications.
And I'm right-handed. So she puts everything, like paper towels, you got to pull the paper towel off on the left side or whatever, the right side. You know, everything's backwards. For me.
You know, it's funny because whenever I like fold sheets or towels with my husband, he's always like, "Oh, you're doing it wrong." Well, I learned from my grandmother and my mother. My grandmother was left-handed. She taught my mother because she was left-handed that way. So my mom taught me that way. And Kurt is always like, "You're folding it the wrong direction. I don't understand." It's because my whole life I did it the left-handed way, not even realizing
it. I wasn't aware there were certain directions in which to fold a sheet.
Sure. Well, and it's your natural...
In a towel?
Yeah, you bet. It's the natural way of doing things, which way you turn it when you fold it. And I learned, because someone learned from a left-hander, to do it that way.
Right.
And Kurt and I have been together 30 years now, and he still is like, "Oh my God, you folded it the wrong way."
Can we all agree there's a better way to phrase it than "you're doing it wrong"? Though?
Oh, there always
is. How about, hey, pal, may I suggest a different way?
Yes.
it's their way. Exactly.
And also, I would imagine like things like cups with handles in the cupboard are the left-handed way versus reaching in the right hand. Everything like that.
Everything. I mean, if you think about it, there's a lot of things. It's just crazy.
Don't even waste her time with anything else but a left-handed scissors, pal.
Oh, yeah.
It won't go well for you.
Well, you know, it's funny because if you take a right-handed scissors and use your left hand, they do not work.
They do not work. I know.
They don't.
I've tried them.
Thanks, Mark.
Take care, pal.
All right. Love you guys' show. Thank you.
Oh, we love you back. The things you do for love, huh?
I know.
You got it. You got to get, you got to compromise.
Absolutely.
Yes. You know what, honey? Feel free to make the bed while I'm still sleeping in it. I'll take the hint.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Parents, if your kids are getting to a point in their life where you're thinking they're not going to need you anymore, graduation, moving on, I get it. I lived it, and I'm here to tell you, they're still going to need you. My daughter Julia is back. She lives in Minneapolis, St. Paul, where she went to college and decided to live there full time. But comes back to San Diego, obviously, because why wouldn't you?
Well, her daddy's here.
And her older sister is here, and we love it when she's here. She's not loving it right now. She had yet another oral procedure yesterday. My daughter Julia was born with a complete cleft lip and palate. And since she's been, you know, alive, we've been dealing with that. And many procedures as her face grows.
Lots of surgeries, yes.
And she had another one yesterday, but the good news is that we're getting so close. We're in the home stretch now of what we hope is going to be the last of them, which is so great because she's had so many.
Yeah,
but she's got another one. She had another one yesterday, and it's painful. And I have had the unfortunate task of watching her in pain, which every parent knows is the worst.
But you all task of being able to be her nurse.
I get to take care of her again.
Yeah,
I got to make her some nice minestrone soup last night with some nice soft pasta, and you know, get her a shake from Plant Power, and yeah, I got to be a dad slash nurse again. And frankly, I do love that.
Yeah,
and we were driving home, and she goes, "I'm going to feel like a million pound weight has been lifted off of me when this is finally over."
I bet.
And she said, "Dad, if I had a dime for every time I had an x-ray of my mouth,
yeah,
I wouldn't have to work."
Yeah.
And it's not much of an exaggeration.
Yeah.
She's had someone monkeying with her face or mouth since before she was even born.
Yeah.
They're taking x-rays of her from inside the womb.
Yeah, in utero, yeah.
So I just never thought about it that way. There are so many people with so many worse things going on in their life. This has never been life-threatening. She never had to go through horrible stuff like chemotherapy or radiation, but still
honey,
a thing.
She's gone through tons of surgeries. She's had to endure that pain since she was born, and she's been through a lot. And that's also what makes her super strong, too, though.
Well, and you know, she's never complained outside of the, "Oh, God, Dad, I'm just in pain." You know, it's never been, "Why do I look a little different?" It's never been, "Oh, oh my God, another surgery. She understands. She accepts it. And she's in pain right now, but it doesn't linger with her. Mm-hmm. I'm just so in awe of her strength. And Tammy, I'll never forget what you said to me when I came to work the next morning and told you the news that my then wife and I had heard that your baby's going to be born with a facial deformation and you got to start working on that now.
I said,
there's a reason why Julia was selected to deal with this.
Sure, because Julia was going to be strong enough to be able to handle this and maybe help others who are in the same situation. And I also said she specifically picked you as parents. So, you know,
great.
If you remember that.
And, I do.
And I remember when she was born, I purchased a little rose bush for you, for Julia.
Her middle name is Rose.
Yep, because it would also grow and grow strong just like she would.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Should have dug up that rose bush when we moved to California.
I know.
I was told that we couldn't bring plants.
Yeah, there's certain plants you can't bring here,
I could have brought that rose bush with me. That would have been great to keep that thing going. It was thriving in my yard, as Julia is thriving in my life. So, I was just in awe of my daughter. Mm. And she's almost done. Almost a couple more procedures, and that's going to be it, we hope. So, yeah. Dads, if you're getting a little scared that your kid's a senior in high school now or a senior in college and they're not going to need you, they're going to need you.
Yes. They always come back.
It's not for money. It's for soft foods.
Whatever it takes.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to Bridget in Poway. Hey, Bridget, how's it going?
Just fine. How are you?
I am very well. I appreciate you asking. Would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Okay, Tammy, gotta go.
All right, good luck.
Bridget, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garagedooranggatestore.com. Want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay? Bridget, only Murderers in the Building announced additional cast members joining season 5. Renee Zellweger is among the new additions. What country music star was Renee Zellweger briefly married to?
Keith Urban?
Kenan Thompson shared his recent health diagnosis that has caused him extreme pain and suffering. Without going over, but within 3, how many seasons of SNL has Kenan starred on?
Oh, goodness. 7.
Speaking of Kenan, true or false, he is the longest-running cast member in SNL history.
False.
George Clooney reunited with Juliana Margulies at the opening night of his Broadway show, Good Night and Good Luck. The two remain incredibly close friends and still sign notes and emails to one another as the characters they played on what long-running TV show?
Which one was he on?
ER? And finally, Liam Neeson will star as Lieutenant Frank Drebin Jr., the son of Lieutenant Frank Drebin, a role originated by the late Leslie Nielsen, in the reboot of what movie?
I'm going to say Taken. I have no idea.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. So, Bridget, what do you got going on today?
Just going to work. I am a senior product manager for a medical device company.
Look at you. What an important job you have. Good for you.
Sometimes.
Tammy, Bridget did 1 out of 5.
Okay.
Goodness.
Only Murders in the Building announced additional cast members joining season 5, among them Renee Zellweger. What country music star was she briefly married to?
Kenny Chesney.
Bridget went Keith Urban. 1-0 Tam. Kenan Thompson shared his recent health diagnosis that has caused him extreme pain and suffering. Without going over, but within 3, how many seasons of SNL has Kenan starred in?
18.
Hang on. 19, 20.
I was going to say 20, but I was worried that was too much.
I wasn't counting, Bridget, in my head. He's been on for 22 seasons. You just missed it.
Wow.
Bridget went 7. Nowhere close. 1-0 still. Tammy, speaking of Kenan, true or false, he's the longest running cast member in the show's history.
True.
That is true. Can you name the second longest? Who, in a way, is still on the show now? Big hint.
I don't know.
Daryl Hammond was on for 14 years. Best known as Sean Connery in Celebrity Jeopardy.
Oh, such a good skit.
But now he's the announcer on SNL, so he's still involved in the show. Anyway, it's now 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, George Clooney reunited with Juliana Margulies in the opening night of his Broadway show, Good Night and Good Luck. The two remain incredibly close friends and still sign notes and emails to one another as the characters they played on what long-running TV show?
ER.
Bridget knew that. 3-1, Tammy.
Oh, my gosh.
And finally, Tammy, Liam Neeson will star as Lieutenant Frank Drebin Jr., the son of Lieutenant Frank Drebin. a role originated by the late Leslie Nielsen in the reboot of what movie?
Police Squad? Police Squad, Police. Ah, oh, I'm going to go Police Squad.
The movie, The Naked Gun, was from the TV show Police Squad, but the movie was The Naked Gun.
Gotcha.
Naked Gun 2, Naked Gun 3.
Okay.
Anyway, Bridget.
Oh, my gosh.
Bridget, remember now?
Yes.
Sorry about that. So today, Tammy wins 3-1. So no money, but a great prize for you.
A pair of tickets to see Little Big Town and Russell Dickerson at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater September 5th.
Awesome. Thank you.
Bridget, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day at work. Before you leave, I do have this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Bridget from Poway, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Don, what is your favorite appetizer ever? Like, when you go to wherever it is, you will always get this. You will never get sick of it. You love it, love it, love it. Maybe you could order several orders of the appetizer to be your dinner.
Oh, that's a great question. So many choices. Are nachos considered to be an appetizer?
Sure.
Are they?
Sure, why not?
Okay, well, favorite of all time, nachos in a particular way. It's got to be melted cheese, not cheese sauce nachos.
Right. Here's my question now. If you could get that appetizer free for the rest of your life, would you get a tattoo from that restaurant that makes that appetizer? And as long as that restaurant's in existence, you walk in, you show that tattoo, you get that appetizer for free.
Where's the tattoo? Does it matter?
Well, I guess you have to be able to show it to them.
Okay, so it needs to be prominently displayed.
Yes, you couldn't have it on your butt or anything because they wouldn't want you showing that.
Yeah, let me just whip that out every time I go to the restaurant. That's a really good question. Would I tattoo like the logo of the restaurant on my body
to get appetizers
if I got
for life?
My favorite food for free for life. Yes.
I would.
Is weight gain not a factor?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. Then yes, I 100% would.
So there is a restaurant in the Chicago area right now, a Chinese restaurant, that if you want free crab rangoons for life, you just have to get their restaurant tattoo. So the thing is, it's all Chinese lettering, and it's on the little block, and I don't even know what it means.
Wait a second. You get some Chinese lettering blocked on your body somewhere, they give you free crab rangoon for life?
For life. And that happens to be one of my favorite appetizers ever. Rangoon. Anytime I get Chinese food, that is a must for me.
So you would do the tour?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, so crazy 100%. That you said that's in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I was offered the chance to get free Johnny's Italian Beef from Elmwood Park, Illinois, outside of Chicago, for life, for tattooing Johnny's logo, yes, 1,000,000%. Damn, I'd do it for a sandwich a month.
Hot Dogs was a hot dog place in the Chicago area, and they had offered this. If you get our logo tattooed, you get a free hot dog for life. And they unfortunately went out of business.
I guess you have to factor that in too, don't you?
I doubt it was that, but who knows? Who knows? But I just was thinking
about
that.
I bet that guy with the Blockbuster video tattoo is pretty bummed right now.
What appetizer, what restaurant would you say, I will put that logo on me that I could have that item free for the rest of my life as long as that restaurant was in business?
So, and you legit can go in every day if you choose and say,
yes.
I would imagine there's going to be thousands of people that do this.
I would imagine they have some stipulations, like you can't just come in, get the appetizer and leave, that you would have to actually have a meal there. But still, man, for free crab rangoons, I'd consider it.
Right.
Or my other favorite appetizer are stuffed mushrooms with the Parmesan and stuff on top where they're broiled. Stuffed mushroom caps. Yum, yum, yum.
I mean, are we fishing for any restaurant right now to offer us an opportunity to tattoo something on our body? Maybe.
Well,
I didn't think about it, but perhaps.
But we want to know what yours would be. 833-287-1037. You could get that appetizer free for the rest of your life. What restaurant's going on your body in a tattoo form?
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I love that food so much, I'd be willing to tattoo the restaurant's name on my body so I could get it free for the rest of my life. Allison in Oceanside, what food would it be from what restaurant?
Okay, it would be from Applebee's, and it would be the garlic parmesan boneless wing.
Garlic parmesan, num, num, num,
and
num.
And you're going to legit entertain an offer to get the Applebee's logo on your body tattooed.
Why not?
Thank you, Allison.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You do the same. Debbie is in El Cajon. Debbie, what is the food that you love so much that if you were given it for free for life, you'd have the restaurant's name tattooed on your body?
Crab legs from Red Lobster.
Crab legs from Red Lobster. Oh, you know, a lobster tattoo wouldn't be that bad. I mean, doesn't Red Lobster have the lobster in their logo?
It'll be Red Lobster, and it has to have the whole logo.
Yeah.
I remember when they used to do Crab Fest at Red Lobster. Mm. I remember when they used to be Red Lobsters.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of feel the same way about the garlic cheddar biscuits there. I'd put Red Lobster on my body somewhere for that. I put it on my arm so the lobster can move when I flex my muscle.
Thanks, Debbie.
Go get you.
Oh, my God. I can actually see you with that. Are you kidding me?
I think all the food that I like, I could be a walking freaking tattoo billboard, really.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hang on. I got Denny's right over here. Moons over Miami right there. Okay. All right.
I know where the moons over Miami would be.
All right. Easy.
Hi. This is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with bolt cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.